We come on this day, a very, very wonderful and special day, to the first Saturday of the month of May. And of course, it is a month dedicated to the Most Holy Mother. And of course, the first Saturday of every month is dedicated to her Immaculate Heart, and by her own request, to make reparation for our sins and for the sins of all mankind, and in particular, the sins of those who are in the church. And of course, those are the ones who are most responsible for the situation in which we find ourselves. Every day seems to be worse. But nothing is impossible to God, and nothing is impossible to God with the great intercession and pleading of our Holy Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And so today, and of course this day is chock full with many, many saints, among which is a fact that is the feast, is not in the Missal, but the feast of the finding of the true cross. When at the beginning of the 4th century after the conversion of St. Constantine, his mother, Saint, can't think of her name right now all of a sudden, decided to find the relics of everything having to do, St. Helen, of course, having to do with the life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the life of the Blessed Mother and of St. Joseph. And among the things that was top on the list of everything was the cross on which Christ gave his life for our salvation. And so it was on this day that the three crosses were found, hidden away by the Jews because they feared the rise in faith and the numbers that would come when the true cross would be found. So they couldn't figure out which one was his cross. So at the time, a funeral procession was going by of a young man who had died, and one of the crosses, that of Gesmas, usually known as the bad thief, was touched to him, and nothing happened. So they put it aside. I'm not sure if it even exists anymore. And then the second cross, that of St. Dismas, the good thief. But nothing happened yet. But there was something else that was going on there, and they could feel it. So obviously, the third choice was the choice. When they touched the cross of Jesus to the young man, he immediately came to life. And so we have, as a result of the piety of St. Constantine and of St. Helen, his mother, the finding of the true cross. Different basilicas were built in Jerusalem, in Constantinople, and of course in Rome, where the biggest part of the cross is kept to this day. And so we give thanks to God for this great gift. In addition, of course, there are many saints, most of them martyrs. And of course, why? Why are the martyrs saints? Somebody who gives his or her life for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the church, instantly after death goes to heaven. There is no purgatory, and even though most of the times we do have canonizations for such persons, it's not really necessary, but the church insists on following the proper protocols of the process of saints. In addition, of course, today we continue to pray for the conclave that is about to start in just a few days on the feast of St. Stanislaus of Krakow, a martyr, a bishop and martyr of the church also. a martyr for the sake of marriage and confession. And we beseech him and all the saints, but especially we beseech the Blessed Mother, that something good will happen. There are too many bad things that have been happening for far too long. And so in addition to everything else that we need to pray for the election. And a lot of people say, a holy pope. It doesn't matter if he's holy or not. That comes later. What's important is that he needs to be strong, orthodoxly strong. And he needs to have the strength and the vigor to clean the church up from the mess in which she finds herself, inside and out. And so it is very important. The ancient adage goes, you get the pope you deserve. So look at the last few years, what we have gotten. And obviously we deserved it, because nothing happens without the blessing and the permission of God. So too, if we wish to get a pope that will clean up the church and restore everything that needs to be restored, in particular the holy sacrifice of the Mass, everywhere, we need to pray, we need to do penance, and we need to get calluses on our knees and on our hands, because it is very important, more so than ever, as we are about to enter into a conclave in the next few days, that something happens that will change the way things are right now. And so today we beseech the Most Holy Mother, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to hear our prayers and to grant us a pope that will return the church to where she needs to be. And of course, that doesn't necessarily mean 1955. There were a lot of bad things in 1955. Otherwise, we would have not had 1965. We need to restore the church to where it needs to be. And in particular, we need to restore the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass as it needs to be celebrated and honored and loved by all Catholics, who very obviously, whether here or elsewhere, do not. The body, laziness, convenience, other people are more important. And the most important thing of all is God. If we do the will of God, if we suffer for the will of God, then all else will come. But we must put God first. The Blessed Mother gave us the example, that example which we must follow. May she help us and assist us in doing that, and assist us in obtaining for the Church a Pope that will lead us in the right way and will get rid of all the evil that has crept into the Church over the last century. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Of course.